There is a lot going on today in Washington.
There sure is a parade of cabinet nominees on Capitol Hill. Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions up for attorney general in a second day of questioning by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Elaine Chao, a veteran of three Republican administrations, wife of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, is Trump's pick to lead the Transportation Department. And the centerpiece hearing, Rex Tillerson, former ExxonMobil CEO, the nominee for Secretary of State, is facing the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and questions from both sides of the aisle about his dealings with Russia and how they would affect his role as the president's chief advisor on foreign policy. Here was Tillerson this morning in his opening statement.
Russia today poses a danger, but it is not unpredictable in advancing its own interest. It has invaded the Ukraine, including the taking of Crimea, and supported Syrian forces that brutally violates the laws of war. Our NATO allies are right to be alarmed at a resurgent Russia. But it was in the absence of American leadership that this door was left open and unintended signals were sent.
Well, NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow has been busy. He's following the hearings, starting with the opening statement from Tillerson. Tillerson received the Friendship Award from Vladimir Putin. He's made deals with Russia. Tell us more about how, well, he seems to be going on the offense about this. Well, how did he position all this today?
Yeah, he was clear and careful to position himself as someone taking a hard line on Russia. And I think that was interesting. You heard that opening statement. And I mean, to say that Russia dominated this hearing in the first few hours, I think is actually an understatement. It seems like almost every single question in the first couple hours was about Russia. And Tillerson was given several aggressive questions about this, and he maintained that tough stance. He said that Russia's invasion of Crimea was an illegal move. He agreed with an assertion that under Vladimir Putin, Russia violates human rights. He was very tough on that, and he said that he thinks that the United States and NATO should have been much tougher when Crimea, when Russia invaded Crimea and positioned Ukrainian military forces in response. That's something that he thought should have happened. So a tough line, but you're right that he's making those statements in response to a lot of questions about how the Trump administration will treat Russia, not just because of Tillerson's close business dealings with the country, but because of repeated statements from President-elect Trump, praising Putin, wanting to have a better relationship.
Well, also because the news just exploded yesterday that in the Friday intelligence meeting that Donald Trump had with intelligence leaders in this country, he was presented with unverified reports that the intelligence community is still investigating, that his campaign colluded with Russia and that Russia has damaging personal information about him. So Russia very much in the air. But staying with Russia's roles in Ukraine and the Crimea, here's a Republican Senator Mark Rubio questioning Tillerson about Vladimir Putin and Russia's reported record of violence against innocent people.
Let me ask you this question. Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Well, let me describe the situation in Aleppo, and perhaps that will help you reach that conclusion. In Aleppo, Mr. Putin has directed his military to conduct a devastating campaign. He's targeted schools, markets, not just assisted the Syrians in doing it. His military has targeted schools and markets and other civilian infrastructure. It's resulted in the death of thousands of civilians. This is not the first time Mr. Putin is involved in campaigns of this kind.
Florida's Marco Rubio questioning Rex Tillerson there. And so, Scott Detrow, was there anything surprising, though, that you heard from Tillerson? Because while he would not call Vladimir Putin a war criminal, he did have negative statements about him.
Yeah, I think it seemed like he was just being careful there more than anything else. This exchange went on for a while. In fact, Marco Rubio was probably the most aggressive questioner of Rex Tillerson, which is interesting since he's a Republican and not a Democrat. But this went back and forth, and Tillerson said, look, I don't have a security clearance yet to see the full scope of information the United States has about Russian actions. I want to be careful about my language. That exchange ended. Rubio had questions about journalists who have criticized the Kremlin and been killed after that fact. Tillerson said, again, I don't have the classified information. And Rubio said, which is a line that's made a lot of headlines this morning, he said, this is not classified information, Mr. Tillerson. These people are dead.
Yeah.
But again, I think it was more carefulness than anything else on Tillerson's
end. We're going to talk more about that intelligence report in just a minute. But he was also asked about climate change and his stand on climate change. What did he say?
He has been kind of circumspect is the answer. The question was raised about whether the United States should withdraw from the Paris Treaty, the landmark deal that was struck where countries agreed to lower their carbon emissions. He said, I think it's important that the United States maintain its seat at the table in these conversations on how to address the threats of climate change, which do require a global response. Exxon's probably the foremost energy company in the United States and around the world. So he's been at the center of this debate. There's a lot of controversy about whether ExxonMobil was aware of the impact of climate change, you know, decades ago.
Well, they've been accused of being aware of it and hiding what they knew with consumers. There's ongoing lawsuits about that. So we will probably hear more about that. NPR congressional reporter Scott Detrow, thank you so much. What a day for you.
Yep. Thanks.